USA News, I'm Danny Moffitt. More than 25 million people across much of the central and northwestern parts of the USA are under wind chill alerts. Heavy snow is expected in states including Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, and most of Minnesota. High temperatures will remain below zero. That's the word from the National Weather Service. This week, more than 80% of the lower 48 will experience temperatures well below freezing, and cities as far south as Houston and Orlando are included on that list. Forecasters are also predicting that some in the Midwest could experience the coldest Christmas day in nearly 40 years. Also, a good chance that air travelers are going to face cancellations or at least delays throughout the holiday.
The holiday gift-giving season is here, which means the holiday gift-delivering season is here, which of course means the holiday gift theft season is here. In suburban San Diego, one thief is going undercover.
The package came at 12:41, and according to our camera, the package left at 12:45.
Wendy Van Vechten, one of those who had her package stolen right off her front porch. This as FedEx is reminding everyone that employees will always be wearing a photo ID badge, something the suspect seen in the doorbell camera videos is not wearing. I'm Tim Berg.
It was record-setting viewership for football or soccer.
Nearly 17 million people watched as Lionel Messi and Argentina defeated France to win the tournament. That beat out the 1994 finals total of 14.5 million to set a new record for the most watched FIFA event on the network. Overall, viewership peaked at a little over 33 million across Fox and Telemundo during the last quarter hour of the match. The final now ranks as the fifth most watched soccer match ever in the United States. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
And I'm Danny Moffitt.
If your company stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during the challenging time. Now, this is not a loan, and you do not have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at COVIDpayment.com. You heard that correct. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at COVIDpayment.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. That's COVIDpayment.com. COVIDpayment.com.
There are more changes coming to Twitter. They have recently added some new rules for people who can post. Our Vice President, Kamala Harris, says that the big tech leaders need to help secure our democracy and our nation.
I fully expect and would require that leaders in that sector cooperate and work with us who are concerned about national security, concerned about upholding and protecting our democracy.
Earlier this week, Elon Musk had a poll. He was asking if he should step down as CEO of the social media giant. Almost 50% of the votes were a definite yes. The outgoing governor of Nevada wants to make an unprecedented move that was regarding the state's prisoners that are on death row. A judge has canceled his plan.
Democrat Steve Sisolak wanted to discuss with the Nevada Pardons Board commuting the sentences of the state's 57 people on death row to life without parole. But a judge blocked the idea from even being raised at Tuesday's Pardons Board meeting because it would not give victims enough notice. A voter-approved change to Nevada's constitution says victims are entitled to 15 days' notice before officials may talk about commutation. Sisolak, who lost his re-election bid, leaves office on January 3rd. In Las Vegas, I'm Richard Johnson.
This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.